The challenge for the Western Region Public Health Preparedness Consortium is daunting, since memories of the federal government's response to Hurricane Katrina revealed how complex a national response can be.
The message all along since I've been in this program is that local governments have to be prepared to take care of themselves for 24 to 48 hours.
Jay Schrader is Preparedness Program Coordinator in Western Wisconsin.
We have 18 clinics in our 9-county region serving over 400,000 people that we could activate in a 12-hour period to dispense to the whole region if we needed to.
However, the one big test of preparedness in the region took place last fall in Barron County. Their challenge, could all 45,000 residents plus tourists be given antibiotics quickly after a hypothetical release of pneumonic plague at the county fair? Health Officer Hilde Perilla says the drill uncovered a shortage of human resources.
Well, we found out we can't cycle people through a mass clinic like we thought we could. We really need to look at alternative plans. We had one standalone clinic at our central high school within Barron County, and we simply wouldn't be able to do that. If we're looking also at something like a pandemic flu, where we know 20 to 30% of our workforce could be out, either ill or taking care of family, that really shortens our resources for how we can get this clinic up and running.
Consequently, the group is considering drive-through clinics or letting heads of households and agencies pick up medicine for many. To put the need in perspective, Jay Schrader says the Centers for Disease Control has software that can predict how many people would be affected if a flu pandemic hits the 9 counties. They include Eau Claire, Dunn, Chippewa, Barron, Rusk, Polk, St. Croix, Pierce, and Pepin. The software simulation found the region could wind up with 99,000 clinically ill residents, 1,100 needing hospitalization, and 271 deaths in the first wave of flu that might last 8 weeks. And there could be 2 to 3 waves of flu. That's why local officials consider themselves lucky that over the last 3 years there has been grant money from Homeland Security funds. While those funds were designed to plan for a terrorist attack, they would be essential in the event of a catastrophic flu pandemic. Gretchen Sampson is health officer in Polk County and is fiscal agent for this public health consortium. She says their 2006 grant was more than $700,000. Two-thirds of that went directly to counties like hers, where simulated tests revealed that same competition for qualified workers at clinics and hospitals as in Barron County, plus some other gaps.
We found out that we needed to really figure out transportation mechanisms to get our population to the mass clinics.
And there are other hurdles to overcome, according to Hilde Perilla. Would residents trust the information coming from public health officials and act on it? Would the large number of Somalian workers who live in the region understand the specially prepared instructions?
When we did our post-evaluations, 88% of those that attended the clinic as patients said that they would trust us and come in for a mass clinic if this were a real incident.
One unique feature of the region public health officials say they're not concerned about is the large number of turkeys raised in Barron County. Perilla says that's because the turkeys are not outside where they'd be exposed to migratory birds, which are currently spreading avian flu. Meanwhile, Jay Schrader says the planning process will likely never be completely finished. As long as the Homeland Security funds hold out, officials in the 9-county area will keep working bugs out of the plan and be ready should a pandemic hit. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.